Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Friends of God, written and read by Dennis Piller. As we continue to press in with our men's group to growing friendships, which requires building relationships and accountability so that we can grow in our purpose in living for God and His directives, I sometimes wonder if we are intent enough in our obedience to the criticalness of it all. We are a product of our past, but don't have to be prisoners to it. Although too many of us have established habits and protocols that just don't belong in a Christian's life anymore, as they have continued to grow in their Christian walk, not because someone is necessarily in their faith, but because they have this innate desire within them to make a change. They know they will be better for it, closer to God for it. They know that God is calling them to that change, but their flesh is screaming, "Slow down, you're moving too fast, boy. Don't go to the extreme. Come on, go. God knows that you're in His camp, and this is not that important. So cruise a little. Let's think about this tomorrow or next week when these other projects of must-dos are finished." That's reasonable, isn't it? The truth is, the more we listen to that voice, the less we listen to God. The less we feel the urge of cracking your dusty Bible or attending the next small group of believers. "I'll go next week or next month. I want to go, but I've got things that I must get done. Tired after work, and I'm not so good at this stuff. I get embarrassed at times." Look, you know this. Almost everything we do at first is done poorly. Isn't that how we learn and grow? Growing does require coming out of your comfort zone, breaking down old strongholds of seeming comfort and pleasure. But don't you know that road already? It took you here. And where is God in your here? And where will you be in God in your tomorrow? Those who follow the crowd usually get lost in it. I read once that we are a composite of four things: the books that we read, the TV that we watch, the friends that we hang around, and the music that we listen to. And we may have to add another one, and that is social media. So, what now? What is that for you? What does your escape look like? How do you see 5 or 10 years from now of this inspiring your growth as a human being or human being for God? Solomon prayed for help to speak worthily of wisdom. He said, "Her riches I do not hide away." Solomon 7:14. "For she is an unfailing treasure. Those who gain this treasure win the friendship of God, being commended by the gifts that come from her discipline." I don't claim to know all of the keys to success, but a single solitary road to failure is to try to please everyone, and that includes you. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work." That doesn't mean those people we might aspire to be like walk on water or don't make mistakes or speak out of turn. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice." Proverbs 27:9, "Oil and perfume make the heart glad, but the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel." But too many of us don't have true wise counsel in our lives. I know that, but you won't find them in a bar during happy hour trash talking. They are like a finished pearl of great price and value. You have a chance at finding them, but you are diligently seeking God. You must do that first. And then seeking men to walk with you and hold you along the way. But let's understand, there are no perfect men but one. If God only used perfect people, nothing would get done. God will use anybody if you're available. But the real issue is knowing your purpose in life. You are made by God, for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. You'll never be satisfied. You'll always be hitting that proverbial wall of discontent with a veil of disillusionment and emptiness in your soul. Listen to what the Bible says about friends. Proverbs 20, verse 6. Many a man proclaims his steadfast love, but a faithful man who can find. Or in John 15:13, greater love is no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And John 15:16, no longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. And that includes godly people to walk with. But you must move forward in making yourself available to be a friend also. To put yourself out there beyond your comfort zone and trust God to meet you there. There is another person who needs you in your imperfect state to be there for them. And they need you in the same way. It may take a few to discover the right ones, but God is faithful to guide you when you will be obedient to keep knocking on the door of fellowship and make it a priority in your life. It begins with wanting to be a friend of God, wanting to be more like that friend, listen to that friend, trust that friend, no matter what. He will never leave you or forsake you. Believe that first, and then start moving to find the right set of friends. Have a blessed week.